drove on up the coast to Amsterdam, and then we cut across. We went to Garmisch-Partenkirchen and spent 2 weeks there in one of the hotels, and then we took our trips out from there on buses with the government had eight hotels in Garmisch for the service people, four for officers and four for enlisted personnel. And we stayed at the Riesersee Hotel. And it was about 6 miles out from town. Perfectly beautiful hotel. The German people were running the hotels. We just had them rented. And the man, the maitre d' in the hotel where we stayed, we picked him up. He was walking back from town out there, and Rocky, we were in the little car, and Rocky saw him and recognized him and stopped and asked him if he could give him a ride, and he said, "Oh, thank you so much." And he had his own lovely cafe in some place that the Georgians had, and he said when they came in, they put him to digging ditches, took his cafe away from him. He told us, he said, "Please, don't get impatient with us and pull your troops out." Said, "We don't care if the English and the French pull theirs out," but said, "If you all leave us, the Russians are coming right in and take the whole country." Said, "Please." And we had a scenic part. Our zone of occupation is a scenic part of Europe. It's gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
You've been to most of the states in the Southeast?
I've been to all but 10 states in the United States. I haven't visited neither the Dakotas, I've been in neither the South Dakota, in Washington and Oregon. And I've never been in the 6 New England states. I've always wanted to go up there, but I haven't gotten up there yet. And then I've just had trips. We went to Minneapolis. Jack took me to Minneapolis. He had a sister who lived up there. And she had invited him and Annabelle and Martha. They just had the one child then. In 1930, the year Bobby Jones won the four, he won the Grand Slam for an amateur. That summer, we saw him win the United States Open golf tournament. They were playing on a golf course there, I forget the name of the golf course, but anyway, Jack's sister and her husband were members of the club.
Was that
in Minneapolis, Minnesota? And they were having the American Open golf tournament. And Bobby Jones the four he won that year were the British Open and the British Amateur and the American Amateur, and that he won the, I don't know whether that was the fourth one, I think he still had one other one to win all four of them. But it was a treat to get to see him play.
He was a Masters player?
No, he hadn't started the Masters then. He hadn't built that course then. This was way back yonder, 1930. Your mom and papa were little boys and girls then, if they were born. And it was a treat. We saw the former British amateur champion get in what do they call them? I watch the tournaments all the time. Now I can't think what they call it. Hazard, you know. Trap.
Same.
Yeah. Well, Cyril O'Tolley was his name. I remembered it all these years. He took 8 strokes to get out of that sand trap. He stopped and smoked a cigarette, sat down on the back of the thing and smoked a cigarette. Oh, we followed him around out there. That was a treat. See Bobby Jones play, and then there's going to play like him. And we heard Gene Sarazen and some other men were standing down. We